When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
All right, welcome to the next episode of The Exchange, presented by WinBet. I'm Nick Mangold. This goofball, Mark Sanchez, is my co-host. How you doing, Mark?
Buddy, if I were any better, I'd have to start giving some back. I'm doing awesome.
That's the spirit. So I know you mentioned last episode, after we spoke with Rex, you'd like to, you know, maybe get some more quarterbacks involved.
I need a QB.
Yeah, so I thought for this episode, I'd bring in one of my favorite quarterbacks, maybe my favorite, TBD. Whoa. Well, hold on. Hold on. We'll see. See how this interview goes.
20 seconds.
Yeah, 20 seconds. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Let's go.
15, 16. So we have that interview coming up. Ryan, which is funny, played on 9 different teams. Now, you're not that close to him. Mm. How many teams you have?
Would 6.
That's that. You're getting close. 9 different teams. That equates to 856 teammates. That's a lot of
people. And that doesn't count like the guys that were signed and then gone, like
rotate and everything. Yeah. Exactly. So, other than the guy sitting here, let's hear, do you have any like fun? Oh, I forgot I played with that guy type things, you know, in your tenure of over the NFL, 6 Ooh. Different teams.
Well, one that you'll remember is Jason Taylor. And
that's the one that's one of mine. I was like, oh yeah, I played with him,
right? And yeah. People forget about that. I forget mm-hmm. about it sometimes, but not really, because he was like one of the first guys to be sponsored by Jordan brand.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he had Jordan cleats, like brand new ones every week, and just a boxes stacked like 6 feet high every week at his locker. And he would just basically have like garage sales, but they were free, and like let everybody come over. And so I'd squeeze my size 14 into a 13.5 just because those are some of the best shoes ever. And there were a pair of turfs I'll never forget that were the snakeskin Jordans. I don't know if they're like the 3s or the 6s. I'm not a big sneakerhead, but I just knew they looked awesome. And they were black and green with like the snakeskin green. Oh, dude, I ran those hard for a couple of years. I really loved them.
Yeah, as I was rolling down the Rolodex of quarterbacks that we could get in here, the one that I always kind of forget about but was definitely there in my rookie year, Patrick Ramsey.
Oh,
like,
wow.
That's one that I always have in there. Like, oh, yeah, I played with him. Like, it's amazing. You know, you spend enough time, like, and you – I was fortunate of being stuck here for 11 years on just one team. So, like, the guys would come in and out of the same locker room. I can't imagine being multiple teams. So then having different locker rooms, having some of your mainstays there, and then like you come in and then you go away, or, you know, other people come in, like it's such a rotating cast. I'm actually impressed that, you know, when Fitz retired, he came out with like this mural of names of all the guys that he played with.
Oh, and, wow.
That's how he put it out there. Like, he just texts guys, you know, because he doesn't do social media or anything. So he just texts this picture of like all these names together. And I remember when he texted me the picture, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, but, you know, no idea what we're talking about here.
Wait, he texted you a mural of himself?
No, of all the players that he was. He was like, I appreciate you, or something like that. like something to that effect, like, or thank you.
Like a
or,
bunch
you
know. Of pictures of him in different uniforms?
No, no, no. It's just one understand. Picture. It's one picture okay, one where picture. It has listed every name of every player that he played with.
Oh, wow. So
there's 856 names in this one picture.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Just, it's not a picture of anything. It's just names. And so, like, that's what he texts out to people. And then because he doesn't have social media, obviously he didn't put it out there. So I forget who did. I think it was a running back somewhere. Ended up putting it out there. And that's when it hit me. I was like, oh, that's how he's announcing his retirement. Which is it's like, that's.
So, did you look for your own name?
I didn't have to. I was right in the middle, baby.
So was it, like, alphabetical then?
I think so. Okay. Actually, I think his kids helped him. So I think Brady, I think, still has a soft spot for this guy. So. You know, he's got a ton of kids too, which I think we should get
but
into.
Was it like in a design? I'm trying to figure this out. Was it
how did
like
you not see this? Aren't you in media?
I wasn't in on the list, obviously. I didn't get the text, Nick.
I'm not yeah, but cool it was on social co-host. Media. Like it came out. Like it was out there. I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you afterwards so you get a little reference.
Trying to get guests for our show or creating run of shows or doing something, you know, putting together your microphone. I don't know. Probably was doing something.
You did absolutely nothing for this episode. You showed up. That's what you did.
Dude, don't do that. Did you guys start it? Did you guys have any kind of, I'm surprised you guys in New York didn't have like a beard brother, like some sort of deal. Like Rex Ryan had the foot thing with Dr. Schultz. You know, I should have had a ballpark Frank's sponsorship. Like, did you guys ever do any, or did those man grooming kind of oils and stuff, or you guys just don't do that?
No, you know, it's always kind of interesting, and I never really understand how advertising works in that world. Like, if I was a hot dog company, no matter what hot dog, you eat this hot dog on the sideline, it goes viral, it blows up, it's huge, you know, people are talking about all over the place. First thing I'm doing is calling up Big Nick and being like, hey, listen, I want to get your client Mark Sanchez, he needs to be the face of our hot dogs, and bam, yeah. Like you're on hot dogs. I don't understand how that doesn't happen. Like there was never a beard company that was like, hey, listen, you and Fitz are together, we got to get you guys on this, you know, beard wax.
Like, especially there, I'd understand if it was like Kansas City or Jacksonville. It's no knock on those places, it's just a different market. So
yeah,
I don't know.
You know what, maybe someone did approach Fitz and he just never told me. So
we gotta get to the bottom of that.
Well, I think we should do that right now and get to the interview.
Let's do it.
All right, let's bring in our guest here, Mr. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Again, 9 teams, 856 teammates. But obviously, I'm his favorite teammate. And you came out and visited me recently. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Hopefully, we showed you a good time for the Ring of Honor ceremony for yours truly.
Yes, you showed a great time. We had a nice dinner the night before. Ceremony was lovely. And then the tent and the party at your house after. Got a little wild. Cops were there. Found out, though, Nick is friends with everybody. So they were just there to have a drink and to celebrate with him.
Tell me about crossing over in general. I remember, you know, people say, I remember my first beer. I remember my first year doing TV and especially the studio stuff, and you're doing it live in game, you know, halftime stuff. How's the transition been? And I always had a gripe with people because they don't really understand, like they don't teach you anything as like TV etiquette or like, hey, you know, do this, do that. Definitely don't do this. They just kind of throw you on and the red light comes on and it's like a national broadcast and it's a little scary.
Yeah, you know what, it's been really fun. And the Will Ferrell, like, I don't know what to do with my hands. It's really true. I mean, we hold these gigantic mics for the Amazon TNF logo on them. So that's helpful, I guess, but it's awkward still. But I really, really liked it even more than I thought I would. Because essentially, you know, I'm traveling to the city on Wednesday, having a nice team dinner with my buddies that I'm on the show with and the kind of behind the scenes people. And then we get to go out and do it. And I get to talk to all my former teammates, coaches, equipment guys. And so that's been a lot of fun for me to still be in it, to not have the hard stop of like being done with football and closing that chapter in my life, but to still kind of have it around and to be able to, you know, Sherm's a guy I didn't know real well when he played, but a guy to kind of go back and forth with and talk football, that part of it, I really, really enjoyed.
Now, you mentioned that, you know, you get to go out to dinner with your buddies and you make it sound like you're all very friendly, but really spill the beans here. I know there's got to be at least one guy you don't like. Who is it?
Well, Whitworth. So just say it, Whitworth.
It's when Whitworth. We go out,
so Whit and I played together. He's one of those 800 and whatever teammates way back in the day.
856.
856. But so it's, you know, the usual cast of characters is me, Whit, Richard Sherman, Carissa Thompson, and Tony Gonzalez. So it's just fun to kind of meet up and hear what happened, you know, throughout the week. And Carissa is crazy, like wild, great stories, a lot of fun. And she's usually the life of the dinner. And then we just all kind of sit back and listen.
All right. So it sounds like Tony is your least favorite. That's what I've heard.
Tony has issues when it gets cold with his fingertips. He's got a condition where he's got to wear gloves. So earlier this year, we're in Cleveland. It was like 68 degrees, and he had these huge, like, gray isotoners on, like silver isotoners. And
wow.
Yeah, I don't know how he played in Kansas. Sorry, my doorbell's going off in Arizona. I don't know how he. I don't know how he played in Kansas City so long and caught passes for as long as he did, because once it drops below 70, he turns into a huge weenie.
Did you make fun of him and that's how you found out about the condition? You're like, you're wearing gloves. He's like, yeah, no, listen, I got this issue.
It's a circulation thing.
Okay, I need the medical term for what your condition is, Tony, because I still don't believe you.
I'm not buying what you're selling, bud.
Yeah.
We got a flashback to December, 19th, 2015. You go off. You're like 299, a 1916 victory over the Cowboys. You get interviewed post game.
Yeah.
And our buddy over here decides to, just come ambush your interview and steal your big moment on TV.
Yeah.
How did you end up, you know, talking that out? Did it bother you, you know, him cannonballing in the deep end like that?
No, you know what? As you did, Mark, I spent so many days, reps, sneaking up behind Nick and touching him inappropriately that I feel like that was his time to sneak up behind me, give me a little scare. And what you can't see in that video is where his hands are. You know, that'll make any man scream in a high pitched voice.
Always coming in, palm up, baby. Speaking of 2015, what do you think? I mean, in your eyes, I mean, it was obviously we didn't make the playoffs and it was very disappointing in that world. But for me, it's one of my special seasons. Do you have that same feeling? And if so, why?
Yeah, I do. And I think I know you remember, but we can all go back to training camp. You know, I come off breaking my leg, and so I was just trying to get back healthy from the season before. Got traded to the Jets for like a sack of potatoes or something. Chan Gailey was a guy I had had some success with in Buffalo. And, you know, I was just supposed to go in, back up, you know, jump in when needed. And then Geno Smith has the broken jaw. And that's kind of how the season started.
Oh, that was the year.
That was the year.
Oh, wow.
So with that, there really wasn't a whole lot of expectation headed into the year. I didn't think I'd really even play much. And then all of a sudden it became my team, and it was always Nick's team actually, but it was a bunch of great, like solid veteran dudes in the locker room. You know, Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker, Chris Ivory was unbelievable that year. Bilal Powell, who obviously had Brick, Big Willie Colon. But it was just a great cast of characters. Breno Giacomini, how can you forget him?
Breno. You can't forget Breno.
You just can't, like, you can't make up the characters that were on that team and how much fun we had, whether it was in the O-line room at the dinners or on the field playing. And we had a nice run at the end there until week 17. But I same way, Nick, I look back on that year as a really special year.
Threw 31 touchdowns, dude.
Yeah,
that was Brandon Marshall, too, right?
I think that's a Jets record, Mark, if I'm not mistaken.
We didn't throw the ball enough to throw that many touchdowns.
Who's the numbers guy now? Jeez.
Yeah, but it was, you know, that year was, I think Brandon had 14 or 15, and Decker had 10, 11, 12. So they were kind of the duo there in the red zone that scored a bunch of tutties.
That was awesome.
It was a good time.
Okay, Well, I just got back from London. Nick wants to ask you about quarterback O-line gifts, but I got to ask you about London. You played the Dolphins and beat them there. I want to say, was it that year? Yeah, 15. And so we had an absolute blast. Did you guys play at Tottenham or did you play at Wembley?
No, we played at Wembley. Tottenham wasn't done yet. It was close to being done when we played. But Wembley, it was pretty awesome walking out into Wembley and doing that. And even, you know, we got there. I don't know if you remember, Nick. It was maybe a Tuesday or something and had.
No, we didn't. We got there late. No, we didn't get there till Friday morning. We took the red eye Thursday night.
But we had a banger of a night. Was that Friday night then?
Yes, it was.
So we had a great night. I don't know. We had a curfew on Friday night. Got to go out and enjoy ourselves.
Had a couple of pints.
But that was probably my best memory of London, you know, going out and, you know, walking, stumbling back together.
And then whooping up on the Dolphins.
Yeah, I guess that was Friday night, Nick, huh? Oh, my God. I was hoping that was like Wednesday.
Nope. That was Friday night. And then that's great. Oozed into meeting Saturday morning and barely made it through practice and went out and dominated on the field. You know, it was just what we did. Really?
Just what you do. That's what we roll. Throwback players with big beards just kicking ass.
Dude, it's just not like they don't make them like that anymore. They just don't make them like that anymore.
Speaking of making them like that anymore, I don't.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know where we are. I mean, I know that Zach Wilson, it was well documented that he got the O-line JetBlue vouchers for Christmas gifts and everything. You have a very specific Christmas gift that you like to give. Now, you were able to do it multiple times because different teams and whatnot. Do you care to explain the origin of the face on the cooler Christmas gift?
Yeah, I mean, well, really, it's a gift that keeps on giving, Nick, because you get the big Yeti cooler with my face on it, and, you know, every time you take out the cooler at a party, you just get to remember me a little bit, you know? And maybe you, like everybody else, has multiple party members sit on my face at the party and then send me photos and say, hey, look, he sat on your face. So it's a gift that keeps on giving for me and for you because it keeps your ice nice and cool. But I will say, Zach Wilson's not paying for anything. That's like his agent. You know, I'm going out there with my own hard-earned cash and plopping down $300 for you. That's a big-time deal right there. Make $350.
They just don't make them like they used to. That's the problem.
I knew my time was nearing its end in the NFL when we do O-line dinners and the O-linemen started asking for salads. And I was like, wait a minute, we're not meat eaters anymore? We don't do steak in the O-line room? No?
No, that's not what we do anymore?
No, that made it tough for me.
The problem I have with the cooler, and it's not a real issue because
Wait, hold on. You have a problem with the cooler? Do you need another one? Break it up, guys. I'll send one out. Yep.
Yeah, if you could send me another one on that Thursday night football money, that would be great. Is the fact that people who don't know about it think it's my face. Like, oh, you put your face on a cooler, but it doesn't really look like you. I was like, yeah, well, it's not really my face. It's Ryan. And then I have to give the whole story of, you know, why I have Ryan Fitzpatrick's face on my cooler.
Yeah, so for me, again, it's a gift that keeps on giving. You have to talk about me. You have to remember me. Somebody else has to be like, wait, who's that?
And it's a great marketing ploy.
But it is. So, Mark, it is funny because I started it in 2012 with Buffalo, and it was like 2013, Tennessee, cut. 2014, Houston, cut. 2015, Jets. 2016, I probably didn't get Nick a present, but there's some new liners that got shuffled in. 2017, new team. 2019, new team. So it was just, it was a funny thing that it was like every year, yet he was like, oh God, here comes the order. Do we still have that print in his face? But yeah, I could do it every year because that's a bonus of changing teams every year.
All right. Are you going to give it to the guys on Thursday Night Football?
They're not worthy yet. They're definitely not worthy. So
you got to weather a full season.
Yeah. Sherman will love
feeling
that.
Feeling in your fingertips, you know? Let's yeah. talk to Tony.
Yeah.
He can't reach in a cooler that cold. He's going to need a glove.
No, you're right. That's a bad gift for Tony. You're definitely right on that.
I really want you to give it to him so bad.
Sure, Tony has somebody to reach in for him.
Yeah, no doubt.
There's no doubt. He does have people that sign in on Zoom for him just because it's a difficult task.
But he's Tony G, dude. Tony G, man. I want to know, he's like a little bit like Antonio Banderas. Like, he's got like that cool factor to him. And the other thing I thought was nuts, that dude didn't catch passes in the offseason. He would just go hoop at the gym. I played basketball against him. He drop step dunked on me like he was Shaquille O'Neal. I was like, oh shit, yeah. I'm outmatched here, coach.
So we
I don't understand.
Something. Yeah, we filmed something a couple weeks ago where they wanted him, I think it was in Kansas City, and that's why we did it, but we wanted him to dunk over the goalpost. And, you know, he hasn't tried that in years. And he brought the foam roller out. Like, he had the one that folds up or whatever. So he gets the foam roller out. He starts doing his deal. First try, got up and dunked it at, you know, age 45 or whatever he is, no problem.
Unbelievable.
So he and with that, and Nick, I know you probably felt this way playing with Mark, but I'm just in awe of Tony's beauty every single day. I mean, it almost makes you uncomfortable how pretty the guy is.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, not only having to play with him, but now doing this podcast, like, I get to see him a lot more.
Oh, and,
like,
geez. Here we go.
I feel like so overshadowed. I feel like my screen should be like the background where it's just, you know, blank. Yeah. And it should just be the Mark show. Like, I'll chime in every once in a while because, you know, it's like the sun and the moon. You might love the moon, but once the sun comes out, you're like, I'm not looking at the moon anymore.
Yeah, I would just put his real image up and then just do a cartoon character of your face. And I think that's great for marketing.
He's really right in the face. Like, well, if you guys would ever trim down, could we ever get something going there to trim down and show the people what you got?
No chance.
Like, maybe you're... Yeah.
Did you ever remember?
Did you ever play with Tom Moore?
No, I never did.
He gave me a hard time, even if I had any kind of like stubble.
Yeah.
And he just said, I can't understand why people cultivate on their face what the good Lord lets grow wild on their ass.
Okay. Yeah, but Tom style, he probably had you smoking cigarettes at halftime too.
Hell yeah. But
yeah,
we don't talk about that little part.
Yeah. Just know, Mark, that there's a reason that Nick and I both have hair covering up our face. All it's right. Not pretty under there.
Double chin.
Maybe a triple chin at times.
What could we make a bet to shave by the end of the year? Can we call? No. Can we do something?
Absolutely not. No
guys,
chance.
Growth mindset, no. Not a fixed mindset.
Although I am, and Fitz, I don't know if you ever did this pre-beard. Now that I've gotten into the regular barbershop and, you know, going in, getting trimmed and everything, I really desperately do want like a straight razor shave at some point, like that hot shave, old school style.
The whole face, you're saying.
Yeah, but I can't get away from the beard, so I'm never going to experience it.
Can we give a shout out to Curtis real fast? Just
of course.
I found Curtis desperate need of a haircut and a beard trim, like in some tiny barbershop in Chatham, New Jersey. And then I told Nick one day, hey, you ought to try this guy. And now Nick, I mean, I know you had your first cut in his mom's basement, but now you're very loyal to him, correct? You've been getting your beard cut probably 5, 6, 7 years now.
Yeah, Curtis does wonders with the beard. He has his own shop now. The man's an artiste. My kids love going to him. They love going to Mr. Curtis.
He's a beast. Named after Curtis Martin. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No way.
Yeah, well, yeah. Big Jets fan.
Wow.
So I actually ran into him in the parking lot last month when I was out there doing tailgate stuff. Just stumbled upon him. So it was fun. But yeah, Curtis is the man. See, this is this kind of stuff that you missed out on, Mark, by not having a beard.
Sorry. What about, do you got a squad at Thursday Night Football that helps with the, you know, because you can't fly to New Jersey all the time to Chatham?
No, it's tough. So right now I'm like actually, this is kind of a funny story. I'm about 4 weeks from the last time I got trimmed. I'm in living in Arizona now. And so I don't know if you guys remember Dennis Pitta, the tight end for the Ravens. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Dennis is a guy that's always had beautiful hair, really cares about it, really takes care of himself. So Dennis lives in Gilbert, where I live, and I gave him a call. This is post preseason stuff, getting ready to go live that first week for us. I said, Dennis, I need a favor. Who cut your hair? He said, well, I go to a salon. I said, well, I've never been to a salon, but I'll go. This guy does Kurt Warner too, I guess. Oh, some Cardinals players, but he really did me nice. It was a 2 hour session. There was a lot going on, but
did you get the protein treatment
in the haircut,
everything. He did some things that I didn't even know you needed to do. Unfortunately, it's been a month and I need to go back, but maybe I'll try to look for a place inner city Chicago or something today. I don't know.
Just don't go to the South Side, please.
We need you. Yeah, we need you Thursday night, dude.
We'll see. I don't know. I mean, this beard, I probably won't trim, but I just need that little, you know, that little straight razor job top. There. The Curtis cut.
The Curtis special. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fitz, I appreciate you taking time out of your time with the family, seeing the dino bones. I know that's a big thing with the young kids. I get it. You have 7 of them. So you stay very busy, and I appreciate you taking your time. But before we let you go, we have to do some rapid-fire questions.
Oh, fine.
You know, where it pops, just first thing that pops in your head, you know, that way it really gets you to open up more and let people, you know, really get to experience who Fitz is.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna hit you first, and then it's just going to be rapid-fire. So be ready. All right. First one, best beard that you've ever seen other than myself?
Brett Kiesel.
Oh, good call.
The best. Too. I mean, I was always in awe looking at his beard.
Tough sucker, too. Damn. Okay. What is the closest thing to real magic?
Not Fitz magic, real magic.
Boy, you stumped me on that one. Geez.
Don't overthink it, Harvard. Come on.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. We'll go. Yeah, sure. Stephen Hawking. I don't know.
No, I thought you were going to say Fitz magic.
No, you're setting me up. No. Next question, please. Did you write that one, Mark?
Yeah.
You can tell I wrote that one.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, USC.
He's a big preparation guy.
All right. Best part of retirement other than the working part?
Weekends off with the kids. Fall break, we actually got to take a vacation. Pretty phenomenal.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Would you rather be a comedian trapped in a serious film or a serious actor in a comedy film?
Comedian trapped in a serious film.
Same.
Yeah, I think I like that.
So you only had 2 short years here with us. Wish we had more time with you. But in that time, your favorite borough?
Bronx.
Big Willie style.
Willie. I'll throw it out there for Willie Colon.
Nice. Willie Colon shout out. Okay, if you're taking your wife on a date, do you go to the movie theater or to a Broadway show?
Broadway show for sure. Yes. We loved it when we were there. It's fantastic.
Anyone in particular that sticks out? One of your favorites?
Hamilton. We got to see Hamilton, which was insane. The Book of Mormon was great. Little off Broadway Avenue Q was fun.
Oh, yes. Nice.
See, he's spitting knowledge on you, Mr. Broadway.
I like it.
Write that down. All right, last one for you. Favorite New York City landmark, Empire State Building or the Statue of Liberty?
Empire State Building. Just got a chance again to go up to the top. We took the kids there. I've never been more scared. this time it was just me and my wife, but it was very cool.
Did you guys mooch up there? Get a quick peck.
Yeah, it was raining. We were in the clouds. Little smooch. Baby number 8 on its way. I'm pretty sure that's how they're I don't know. We're still trying to figure out how you make them, but that
a lot of kissing. Yeah. A lot of kissing.
Yeah, heavy petting.
Safety first. All right, Fitzy, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. We really appreciate it.
Right.
I'm glad to see you're doing well on Thursday at football. Look forward to watching you every week, and keep up the great work.
All right. Later, dudes.
You're awesome, man. Thank you.
WynnBET is bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, they have what you need to win. Jets fans in New Jersey, sign up today and use promo code XJETS. And after placing your first $100 wager, you will receive $100 to bet with. You will receive a $50 free bet and a $50 casino bonus. Again, the promo code is XJETS. Offer subject to change. Offer only available in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. You must be 21 or older to participate. Please visit winbet.com to view welcome offers available in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia.
Welcome back to The Exchange, presented by WinBet, with me, Nick Mangold, my buddy Mark Sanchez. That was a fantastic interview with a great quarterback. Which you got it's backwards, right? So with Fitzpatrick, you can see why, you know, even though it was nine teams, people love him. He's just got that personality that is infectious.
He absolutely does. I think he's doing a great job on TV. He sees the game so well, played, you know, the quarterback position. He's got a unique perspective with different systems, different teams. And it's not easy for guys like that to articulate all those things. And I think he's really found an incredible second career. He talked about how much more time he has with his family. So we're fired up that he's so successful, and it's no surprise. I mean, he's a stud on and off the field.
Yeah. And, you know, he mentioned there about, you know, traveling for the Thursday night game. He gets in Wednesday and then goes out with the crew and has a good time. Do you have any favorite memories from Saturday night dinners when we traveled? Because it was kind of a, like, we had that routine. You know, you get off the plane, you get to the hotel, you would throw your stuff into the room, and then you would be running to get a taxi or a car to go straight to a restaurant so you can squeeze in like a 50-minute meal before having to be back for meetings.
And I would always have to fight with Bruce Spade about who got to do production meeting first.
Oh, that was the argument too.
And since I was a rookie and second year guy, people pulled rank. So like that second year when we had Jason Taylor, LaDainian Tomlinson, like all those guys got to go production meeting before me. So I'm showing up to the end of the dinner, texting Nick like, yo, order me this. But those were incredible times. I think this was a two nights before the game, but we were on our winning streak, and it was right before going to play Cleveland, where Santonio had a walk-off slant route to the house in overtime, in which overtime. at that point I thought we were going to go into double overtime, which didn't exist. And Mark Brunell had to quickly remind me. I was like, damn dude, we only got like 3 minutes left in this game, nobody's going to want to go to double overtime. He's like, you idiot. We just end in a tie. I was like, oh yeah, okay. Don't tell anybody I said that. But now I feel like it's a safe space. However, the week, the Friday before that, so we played on Sunday at Cleveland. The Friday before that, I don't know if you remember this, but we were backstage, Madison Square Garden, Dave Matthews concert, having a blast. Not, maybe not as wild as you guys in London in 2015 before you whooped up on the Dolphins.
Maybe not.
But close. Not, you know, not a tame night, a fun one.
Responsibly.
And Dave Matthews' daughter, remember, he was holding her, and backstage, she smacked me. I said hello, and she hit me in the face.
She had the earmuffs on, right?
Yeah. But she hit me backstage in the face. Fast forward later, I take my brother down to Mexico City, and we saw the band play. And that was one of the first times I had ever met Dave, whatever, way back whenever that was, 2010, 2011. And a few years later, I see him in Mexico City. And I said, hey, Dave, it's Mark Sanchez. He goes, you don't have to introduce yourself, dude. I remember you. And I was like, oh. And I just assumed he was talking about, like, football stuff. He goes, you don't remember backstage Madison Square Garden when my daughter just slept out of you? So then my brother looks at me, and I didn't tell my brother we were going to meet Dave. And he goes, as soon as Dave walks away, he goes, dude, you know the guy? Like, he's my best friend or something. But that was like, one of my
favorite nights. But I don't know him. No,
I don't know him like that.
Yeah, no, that, it's funny because you get put into, everyone always think it's like the bubble, but then like you still do things like, you know, going out in London. Like, how many times are you going to be able to go, like, and honestly, I mean, how many players get the opportunity to be in a foreign country and be able to go out with their teammates and, you know, have a good time, you know, before a game, like that's very rare. And so, like, I think that's, those are, you know, when people talk about what they miss from the game, I think you talk to a lot of guys who are retired, we'll talk about, they miss the people and, mm-hmm. you know, the locker room and everything. And I think that's part of it. You know, those, yeah. those nights before games or two nights before games, spending time and, you know, maybe having one or two, but nothing too crazy, as, you know, evidenced. But I had a lot of fun this episode. It was a blast. I appreciate everyone listening and watching. You know, we keep rolling on. I think we're going to get bigger and better. And so this was a lot of fun. Thank you guys very much for paying attention. We look forward to seeing everyone on the next episode, I believe. Correct, Mark?
Absolutely. And I'm putting it out there, dude. I'm manifesting it. Adam Sandler. Uh-huh. We got to get
Adam Sandler. We're going to make it happen. We're going to say it every episode until we get him.
Until we get if we get this many likes, then maybe. Shut up.
Yeah. Give me 50,000 likes.
But don't forget to rate, review, follow, and listen on the iHeartRadio app or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. This is The Exchange, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.